beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real.
Beauty and the Trill, season two.
Season two, bitch. Okay. We fucking back.
The we profanity back. Early.
Early.
Early. What's okay. Good? We right back with the ignorance.
Right back.
Yeah, took a little pause or whatever.
Had to get our shit together.
Yeah, but we do encourage you to check out season one. It's so lit. Like, I, so if I lit. Say so myself, season one is really good. Like, we have a really good show.
Niggas really sold our episodes. Those are other podcasts. Niggas took our episode titles. Niggas took our guests.
Are we doing that today?
I'm doing that shit today. I'm like, damn, we did that shit too. But it's cool. But it's cool. But we back out of this bitch. We're going to keep, you know, we're going to keep the shit moving. We're going to keep doing new shit. You know, niggas probably going to keep copying. But it's all good. Let's get it.
Oh, my gosh. What are
we doing? What's up?
Copying?
We back.
Okay. Trill also said on this one that if we get 100 viewers...
Yeah, if I get 100 viewers on my Periscope...
He gonna give away 100 people. 100 viewers on his Periscope, he's gonna give away $100.
Give away $100.
On some kind of drawing. That's what he says. Can you prove him wrong? Because I don't know.
Yeah, prove me wrong. Please do.
For the people that are listening who don't know, we are streaming live as we record our episode. We might do this more often. So follow us. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Word. More than likely, I will be on Twitter.
So retweet this. Retweet this Periscope shit, and I'll give away 107.
Somebody you gotta retweet it so we can.
Y'all
get
gotta retweet this shit so we can get to the shit.
There you go.
Okay.
Allie Boo.
She want that.
Hey girl, what's up?
She might get that.
All right. So let's start the show. Yeah.
What's up? What you got? KSA. I miss these.
Did you miss the KSA?
What you got?
Okay, so for the new, we might have some new fans. I don't know. Some new, we got to give our fans a name.
Oh, yeah. Like
we got to think about it. For okay. Beauty and the Trill, like, right. I don't know.
We'll come up with something.
The Beauties and the Trills. I mean, that's so.
We'll come up with something.
Okay. So anyway, KSAs is all about what I have in my heart at the moment. Because, you know, sometimes we have to put out PSAs and people don't really know what they're doing in life. So yeah. I take it upon myself to let you know what you should be doing in life. And I call them KSAs, okay? So, KSA for today is, please get your snotty nose kid out my face. Please get your kids out my face, bro. Like, I think when people, when you smile at people's kids, I think they think that, you know, oh, like, I can let my kid continue to be worrisome.
Oh.
No.
Nah.
So, and it'd be in the most inopportune times. So if I'm in the doctor's office, like, you don't know what I'm waiting on. You know, I could be waiting on the results for my AIDS, like HIV test. I don't want to be talking to
about
your
to
kid.
Bite your son.
Like, I don't want to talk to your kid right now. He, you know how kids, like, once you play with them, like, for 1 minute, or, like, you do it one time, they want to keep coming back. Like, do it again.
Somebody said
to
light your straight hair.
Oh, thanks. Who said that?
I don't know.
Okay. Do it again. Like, no, little nigga, can you please move? Where's your mom? Like, oh, yeah. I hate when little niggas be staring in your face at church. Like, they be turned all the way around, staring at you at church
kids.
While you trying to praise the Lord. Like, you
fuck
just,
them kids.
That's how you feel?
Fuck them kids.
Okay. Just get your kids. Like, get your kids out my face. You know what I mean? Like, I'll say, hey, little baby. But, you know, just remove your children out my face, please, because they need some tissue. Okay.
Let's get it.
Let's be your KSA. Bump a Dump. If you are a fan of Beauty and the Trill, you know all about Bump a Dump is when we discuss new music, we rate it and all that good stuff. But we're gonna hand that over to our nigga Westside Eli.
Eli. Shout out my nigga Eli.
He's going by Westside Eli.
Westside Eli.
Yeah, so that's what we have to call him on
okay.
the show.
Shout out my nigga Westside.
So Westside Eli will be starting next week. He will be reviewing all of music, and you can hit him up and let him know, you know, your review was spot on or your review was stupid. And I don't agree with you.
What? All right. For today's purposes, though, what album was you feeling know. For the summer?
What album was I feeling for the summer? Get they on Calvin Harris.
Oh. He's an R&B nigga. He, no, he does rap.
No.
He rap. I
no,
knew that.
Calvin Harris is
R&B.
No.
He gotta be one or the other.
No. He's a white DJ Khaled. He puts, you know,
artists niggas together.
And together on,
I feel like I got that on my iTunes.
You got slide. Rolling. Do you slide or no? You're not slide this. I know you know that song, my nigga. Frank Ocean. Offset.
I'm a Pete.
Do you not
that.
Know that song? Are you serious?
I don't think I've heard it. It doesn't matter.
Do you slide or not? Maybe I'm singing it too slow. Do you?
I don't know what you're doing.
Does it help?
It's not registering in my brain.
Name.
I'm a peep though. I'm gonna check it out.
How you supposed to be like, You supposed to be in the know.
I feel like I got that shit on my iTunes and just probably just didn't listen to that shit. I don't know, but I'm gonna get right.
He's super lit. His album was everything DJ Khaled's album.
He's a wannabe DJ Khaled?
No, he ain't no wannabe. His album is everything DJ Khaled's album should have been.
But we not going to talk about.
We are. DJ Khaled put out his four best songs and then that's it. Like his album's
because trash. Because that's Asad's album. So what are you doing? Well, are you slandering a baby?
Asad did terribly. Yes. Are you slandering a baby? He did horrible. So maybe you need to fire Asad and look
first
for.
First is fuck them kids. Now she's slandering Asad.
Absolutely. What is you need thing? To look for adults to take that over. So yeah. What was your album of the summer?
Lil Bodak. That Kodak.
You know, we canceled him.
Why?
Because he said what he said about dark skinned girls.
He had a dark skinned girl in one of his videos. He's fine. We did not cancel
Kodak. He had a dark skinned girl in one of his videos. That don't.
Exactly. He's young. We're not canceling Kodak at this.
Yeah, we are.
Nah, we not.
He said, I don't want a girl that's as black as me.
He didn't mean it. I mean, he been a black ass nigga. Maybe he don't want.
Why? He tried to make it seem like if a girl is as black as him, then she's less desirable. Don't get me started, because you know, I get in my sister soldier mode. And
all right. I didn't cancel Kodak, though. That shit was.
Yeah, of course not.
Moving on. What's next?
Yeah, I'm side-eyeing you. Yeah.
Oh, man, he's water.
Yeah, exactly. All right, time for No Shade. No Shade is all about actually giving out a whole lot of shade. Yeah. So, No Shade. So today, Cardi B tweeted, today as in was September 19th, she tweeted that she was in a chokehold by a police officer. Like, what? I'm pulling it up right now.
What people talk about your shit? Oh, they need to pop them. Pop what? Who was that? Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea. So Cardi B tweeted, quote, I can't believe this cop put me on the chokehold just now.
Damn, Cardi B got choked.
Shit is crazy. These NY cops don't know how to do their job.
You're tired of hearing Bodak Yellow. Shut up.
So somebody had responded to her tweet and was like, I bet the cops were white. And she was like, yup, he was. I mean, I don't know what that has to do with it because I know racist black cops. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Cardi B, hold your neck. Can you protect your neck at all times?
Yes. Hey, Offset, he about to be on them boys.
Why do the police have you in a chokehold? Like, what's happening? I need to know the backstory, beloved.
She probably was blasting Bodak Yellow. They told her to turn it down. She was like, no. And then that happened.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Regardless, though, the cops got to chill.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be putting women in a chokehold.
Okay. All right, for those who are just tuning in, we are recording our season.
Damn, if I want to fuck everybody, all right, I got something for all y'all niggas. All y'all, everybody getting beat up.
We are recording our season 2 premiere for Beauty and the Trail, the podcast, the ignorant, classy, ratchet podcast. Go ahead and check that out. Season 1 is up on iTunes right now. So as we prepare to release this particular episode, you need to be catching up on season 1 because season 1 was fire.
It was.
Okay. Continuing with No Shade. Speaking of Cardi B, she just teamed up. She's teaming up with Steve Madden to release some kind of collaboration of a shoe. I'm super excited because
what did somebody say?
I don't know. Because Steve Madden is just like the wannabe, the fake bougie girl's shoe. Like, I love me some Steve Madden. Like, it's the shoe for the girl that has a beer budget but champagne taste. And I do. Like, I got like Moet type of taste, but I can't even afford beer. Root beer, maybe, perhaps. So yeah, I'm really excited to see this Cardi B shoe because Cardi B is actually making her stamp in the fashion game.
Yeah, like, I see it. She's really working. I see it.
She's really out here. And salute to her stylist, Colin Carter, because he is really putting her in some beautiful things. So yeah, girl, I can't wait to see the shoe. Okay.
Shout out to Cardi B making moves out here.
Right. Moving on, Toya Wright is reportedly pregnant with her second child. Can you believe it?
Who's her
About time? Right, who is her baby daddy? So that's what I wanted to know when I saw the headline. According to the Jasmine brand, Toya is expecting her second child with her boyfriend of about a year. Though there are very few details about the father to be in their relationship, the Jasmine brand reports he's a sports agent that manages high-level athletes.
Damn, bit money.
Sources say the pair are thrilled to add to their family. Okay?
Word, congrats.
So go ahead, girl. I'm not mad at Toya at all because you know she was married to Memphis.
Yeah.
And she made sure she wasn't pregnant by him. That's great pussy management. Great management. Great management of the crotch. I love that. Okay, you got to be in control of your own pussy. Okay, I hope my mother-in-law still not tuned in. Ratchet show. All right, moving on. Halle Berry seems to have a new man.
Again, Halle Berry, body count on like 350. Who's it this time?
You know what? I try not to hold bash because that's just not, I believe you can, that's just another story. But, you know, Halle Berry got a lot of miles on that thing. I just want her to settle down. I mean, if that's what she wants to do. I want her to
do
what she wants to do. She might just very well be crazy. But this guy looks like, I don't even know.
He white.
No, he's, let me show you. He's black with like dreads or whatever. He looks super young. And she looks super cozy. So she posted a picture on her Instagram.
He looks a little dirty.
He does look a little dingy.
He kind of looks like The Weeknd, but like a dingier Weeknd.
He looks like a weekday.
A weekday.
Yeah. So she posted the caption, "My balance." Okay, girl. Congratulations. I don't know, Halle. I mean, you're 50. So let's get a hold of, I don't know. I'm not going to hand out advice. All right. So that's it for No Shade. What's time next? To move on to what? The moves!
What you got? You got a move?
I do have a move, but I've been talking a lot, so I'm going to let you. What kind of moves do we have?
It's a kickball tournament. Mm-hmm. On
you need kickball tournament
on Sunday. I do need to fly.
Dang it.
I'm going to just wing it.
And it's on your phone. Okay.
It's a kickball tournament on Sunday. Traptastic, I know, is one of the people's that's dealing with it. So I'm going to call it, since I can't look at the flower right now, I'm going to call it a Traptastic Kickball Tournament.
It's not
Lafayette Park from like 4 to 8. So I got some good information without even looking at the flyer.
Right.
So Kickball Tournament, Lafayette Park, 4 to 8, Traptastic and some other people was throwing it. I'll retweet the flyer on my Twitter page, and I'll probably throw it on Snapchat. So yeah, go out. I might pull up. I know Sunday is football Sunday and all that other shit, but my boys don't play till Monday, so I might pull up. Uh-huh. So yeah, so you might catch us there Sunday afternoon, Lafayette Park kickball tournament.
Okay, yeah. I have a move as well.
What it is? What's up?
This move is called 808s and Crab Cakes. Okay, so let me tell you, it is a Kanye West themed day party and art show. So we have artists, we have 8 artists locked in right now to showcase their art. That is Kanye West themed. Anything having to do with Kanye West and good music, they will be broadcasting their art. We will also have DJs playing Kanye West music, Kanye West inspired music all throughout. And the best part, we have an open crab cake bar.
Yeah.
Open crab cake bar. Okay.
Definitely there.
So that's tickets, early bird tickets. I'll call them good morning tickets, like the Kanye West song. $10. On Eventbrite right now.
It's an excellent price. Y'all get on that.
$10 for an open crab cake bar from 3 to 8. Like, you cannot beat that. But I don't know. Black people are so allergic to early bird tickets.
They are.
Black people are allergic to early bird tickets.
Because you really don't know that you're going to go until you're on the way there.
Okay. Sure.
But no, but for $10, though, you got to get there.
I mean, you got to.
Even if you don't come, your $10, I mean, that's something that you can just, hey, I wasn't able to make it, but I bought the ticket. You know, you're not really taking no huge L.
Right.
If you're unable to attend.
808s and crab cakes. I mean, I think that's.
Is it going to be lick included there?
Liquor is included. It's a bar included. Now, we ain't giving. You won't have to buy your liquor.
Yeah, buy your lick. But
right,
hey.
Right. But yeah, it's a bar. It's at Janae's Suite Lounge, October the 7th.
That's a nice spot, too.
3 to 8. It is a really nice spot. So follow us. Follow that page on Instagram at 808s and crab cakes. And get your $10 tickets.
I will be there.
Or you could just pay extra later. I mean, whatever. But yeah, you know,
because we head busting at the door.
I'm just trying to I'm just trying to help you out.
Yeah, y'all can't beat that. $10, right. Crab cakes. Be there.
At 808s and crab cakes. We only got 2 people watching you right now.
Yeah.
And
I get it though, because on Periscope, like, you can't be on Twitter. You just have to like sit there and watch it. So I understand.
Right. And we've been here for 21 minutes now. Yeah. So
like, you can't go on the timeline or none of that shit.
Okay.
So I'm at.
So who's hiring? That's the most important part.
That is. There's a lot of spots hiring. We got, let me see what we got.
Hey, Nikki girl!
On tomorrow. So, by the time y'all are hearing this, it's a job fair at the Virginia Employment Commission, the Norfolk Virginia Employment Commission. That's 5145 East Virginia Beach Boulevard. They're having a job fair. Some company is looking for, I don't know what company it is, but looking for cooks, housekeepers, baristas, warehouse, forklift drivers, and paint people. Interviews conducted on the spot. So, job fair at the Virginia Employment, the Norfolk Virginia Employment Commission tomorrow. Or today, when y'all listen to it, Wednesday the 20th. What else we got?
I know y'all been employed since we've been off air. It's okay.
Yeah.
But we back.
We back. Smithfield is hiring, is having a job fair. And Smithfield, I heard, pays pretty decent. They're having a job fair on the 21st from 10 to 1. And this is going to be at the Hampton, Virginia Beach. This is going to be at the Hampton, Virginia Beach. This is going to be at the Hampton, Virginia Employment Commission on 600 Butler Farm Road, Suite B. Like I said, that's Smithfield. Like I said, I do heard Smithfield pays pretty decent. So that's Thursday from, what did it say?
Smithfield be paying decent.
Yeah, I heard they start out maybe like $16, $17 an hour.
Oh, let me,
Yeah, from 10 to 1. Thursday, the 21st, 10 to 1.
Oh, I'm about to go
sling
some ham.
Word.
Nigga, what?
Nigga had a bacon for the Lolo.
Your secret admirer. That might be my boyfriend. Hey, Brandon. Is that Brandon?
Aw.
Aw. That was so, I don't know. Continue.
The hiring event. There's a hiring event for Ronstadt on Friday, September 21st.
22nd, my nigga.
Friday, September 22nd at the Portsmouth, Virginia Employment Commission. They're looking for general laborers, forklift. Now, these niggas really ain't paying no fucking bread. They starting off at 9. So, probably be better off selling fucking drugs than going to this weak ass shit. I'm not even.
You better off selling drugs.
Maybe there might be some young listeners. But yeah, these y'all starting at $9, $10 an hour forklift. But look, she better off slinging dough.
Risk your freedom.
Yeah, for real.
And get a legit job.
Exactly.
No, we're not. No.
Well, that's what I'm doing. She's not co-signing. She doesn't have to. I get it. But for me, sling dough. But for the people who might be interested, it's going to be at the Portsmouth, Virginia Employment Commission at 4824 George Washington Highway, Friday, September 22nd, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Yeah, we got another one.
I mean, dang.
Norfolk Waterside Marriott hiring for all positions. They're having a hiring event on Tuesday, September 22nd from 9 to 5.
26. Are you good?
I don't know.
You good? It's right there.
Tuesday. How the fuck am I reading this shit wrong and it's right in front of me?
I don't know.
So Tuesday, September 26th, Norfolk Waterside Marriott is having a hiring event all day, and you need to go online and apply before you go up there. So that's pretty self-explanatory. And then last but not least,
Autumn job fair.
So the City of Norfolk Workforce Development Center is having a job fair on Thursday, September 21st.
Good job, Trill.
Woo! From 10 to 2. So the City of Norfolk Workforce Development job fair Thursday, September 21st from 10 to 2. Over 50 expected employers to be there, and that is 201 East Little Creek Road, Norfolk, Virginia. So go get that coin, y'all. I will post all of these flyers on the Beauty and the Trill page, and if you're looking for something, I'll go get it.
At Beauty and Trail. Okay, so for those who are just tuning in, all four of us.
Shout out to y'all real.
I don't know, three of us.
Shout out to all the pair.
On Instagram, on my Instagram. We are recording our season 2 premiere episode. Yeah. And we just did Who's Hiring. Topic of the day. What we talking about? Stunt 101.
How to finish off the year on your shit. And I got like my topics that I want to talk about on the fucking phone that I'm recording from. I'm about to just be like, fuck it.
How to survive school, how to survive school, and yeah, like Trill said, rest of the year. How to be fresh for the
I'll be back, y'all.
For the rest of the year.
I ain't watching anyway. Three fucking people.
Okay, but pull up on my Instagram. Pull I'm live on Instagram.
At Kilogram. Kilo still live on Instagram.
At KHILOGram. Okay. So we gonna wait for those people to come on up. If they're gonna come up. They probably won't, but it's all good. Here we go.
I'm gonna email this to myself and then I'll go back live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna wait for you.
Yeah.
And we ain't cutting none of this out because bloopers. I love them.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's very automatic
quick,
too.
Quick now.
Let's get that.
Seek help early.
let me go back to Twitter. Trill Jackson, I had 108 live viewers.
What?
I mean, I got give me $100.
Uh-huh. Go live. Oh, or is it all together? Go live. Come on.
And it just now, am I going back live? I want to go back live.
Oh, okay. Press X. End it just now. Okay. Oh shoot. You gotta go back to your
my thing. We ain't had no 125. There's probably people coming in and coming back out.
Probably so, but shit don't count. Still, do it. Does it? You don't know. Go laugh.
I'm gonna turn it around. I'm a man of my word. There we go.
So Trill had said, and y'all heard him, because I don't believe him. He said if he had 100 live,
I'm gonna do the research because I know 125 people own this bullshit. But if it was, then I will give away $100.
Trill said he was gonna give away $100 if he had 100 live viewers, and it said that he had 125.
But I don't believe that. Yeah,
125. Oh, what was it?
I think about 100. Either or, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
So
I think it's probably people coming in, coming back, coming in. I think people probably knew that shit too, and that's how they gonna get me. But I'll do the research.
Niggas $800.
I'm gonna check the numbers.
Okay.
And if it was, I'll give somebody $100.
Okay, cool.
So what's up?
Let's get into this.
Stunt 101.
Stunt 101. That's what this episode is all about. Stunt 101. How to go the rest of your school year,
work year, whatever the fuck you doing. We're gonna tell you how to get through.
Okay. How to, you know, be on your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you specifically talking about high schoolers or college people?
I mean, I really don't feel like, I don't think I'm talking to high schoolers because.
So we just talking to college people.
We talking college and up. Well, there ain't nothing after college. So yeah, grown folk, adults.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. So
my first piece of advice is seek help early. If you see that the boat is sinking, you see you don't know what the fuck you're doing in school.
Oh, so we got non-ignorant tips. I'm very proud of you.
Look, you know I make. Come on now, don't you know I make? You know I'm.
Oh, he said seek help early.
Yeah,
wow.
So if you're in school, you know you see yourself struggling, you see you ain't gonna be able to do that shit. Get a tutor. I was in college for 1 year. It was times where I knew I won't go, and I didn't do shit. I just let it. Just sunk.
I am very surprised.
Didn't seek help at all. So yeah, do that. Seek help early. Even at work, you know, if you start a new job, they got you doing some shit. You don't feel like you know what the fuck going on. Hey, let a nigga know.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Don't fuck up. Right. Seek help early. What you okay. got?
You not even in my joint. Crazy.
Oh. I mean, they already know. Nigga handsome and shit. What's up, y'all?
Okay. No, but still. People gotta see you. Okay, so my tip. We good. So my tip is to bathe every day.
You really gotta tell black folks to bathe every day?
Yes. Niggas don't take a shower. You'll be surprised at how many black people don't like to take showers. Okay. Wow. You think that you can
My shit popping now. It's just on the pot.
You think that you could take one shower, you know, in the morning, and then you go all day, maybe go into the next day without starting the day off with the shower, and then you just like, I'm gonna take a shower that night. You know what I mean? And you think that you're good or whatever, and you think your shower could last you about a whole 24 hour or I don't know.
Shower really only lasts you however long you're gone till you come back.
Just bathe, please bathe.
Regularly.
Whatever the fuck the word regularly. Is. Okay, you definitely want to do that. I kind of made my tips. I don't know who I thought I was talking to. I thought I was talking to kids. I don't know why. But I said pick out your clothes. Well, that's really not a kid thing.
Oh, get fresh? What you trying to say?
Pick out your clothes the day before. Like,
I don't do that.
Okay, but if you don't wear a uniform... And
who the fuck are you talking to?
I mean, I could be talking to grown people. If you don't wear a uniform to work.
For the children.
I'm talking to rough middle school kids.
For the fuck?
Okay, no. If you don't wear a uniform to work, when you wake up in the morning and you looking for something to wear, that could really set you back, you know? Like,
no, that's real shit, though.
10, 20 minutes, like, dang, like, you know what I mean? Like, I had it in my head when I went to sleep.
Yeah, like, I pick up my clothes in my mind. I might not get them out, but in my mind, I know I'm going to wear that.
Right.
But sometimes you got to look for that shit, though.
Right. So, looking for it and all that stuff. You know, pick your clothes out at night. You know, iron it if you're into that. Lay it out so when you wake up in the morning, or you can sleep in a little bit. You know, that saves you 10 minutes of sleep. Boom, boom. You put your clothes on, you're ready to go. That leads me to my next tip. Try your clothes on, because what you have it in your mind, for real, like, you know how many outfits I have in my mind, like, oh, yeah, I'm about to
I think that's a woman thing. You don't try your clothes on.
Really? It don't. So you never had a situation in which you had it in your mind that this outfit is really about to be bomb, and you try it on, it's like, nah, this is not what I envisioned.
Oh, yeah.
So do that, because if you really have it in your mind, like, yeah, Wednesday I'm wearing this, and then Wednesday get here, and you think you got some time because you already got your outfit picked out, and then you wear it, you put it on, and you're looking a mess. So now you late, okay?
All right. My next one is don't wait to the new year to make changes. If you realize that your shit is fucked up right now, fix that shit right now. If you fat and sloppy right now, get in the gym right the fuck now. You don't gotta wait till January.
You don't gotta wait. Till
whatever's going wrong, you can fix that shit. You don't gotta wait. Make changes right now, today, tomorrow, right now. You don't gotta wait. That New Year's resolution, that shit is bullshit. You should be going into the year rolling already.
You know, I'm very surprised. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, the ignorance. I mean, the ignorance is coming. So just sit tight.
Just wait. Just okay. Tight. You gotta ease them into it.
Yeah, gotta ease them
okay,
into
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay. Because I was about to say, like, this is very not ignorant. I'm very surprised because, all right. You know, I keep talking about clothes, and I don't know why. But if if you're somebody like me, you really don't try to look cute for the niggas at work, because who cares? Like, I'm just here to make my money. But you know, you still want to look presentable. I would say buy pieces that can really go with just about anything, and you can mix and match them or whatever. Black or white or gray or olive, or, you know, just get those two tees for $12 at H&M or something like that. You could put it with a midi skirt. You could put it with some jeans. You know, get some slides, some cute little fall slides. You know, stuff like that. So you don't really have to put too much money or effort into try to look cute for niggas you don't even like. Okay? And you better be sitting at a desk all day if you do that.
So if we're going on a fashion tip, cop your butters. Cop them butters now, fellas. Bitches love a nigga in Tim's.
Oh, is that what you call the Tim's? Butters?
Butters. Call them whatever. Butters, Tim's. Cop them shits. Cop them now. Fresh Wheats, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Get them now. Bitches love a nigga and some Tim's. It's that time of year. It's getting a little brisk out. I brought mine out like last week, I think. It still might have been like 70s. I was like, fuck it. I couldn't wait any longer. I threw my shits on. It felt like a fucking king.
Pressed.
I was super.
You remind
pressed.
Me of women in their Uggs.
Fuck it. I couldn't wait to wear my shit. And through a beanie, I couldn't wait to wear my beanies and everything. So get your beanie game up. Get your butters. Like, I couldn't wait to wear my shit.
Okay.
I got them on right now, actually. My Tim's.
Interesting.
I will show them to y'all.
Okay, but what if they have an office job? Just put on the suit and put on the butters, right?
If you got an office job, you got to wear whatever, little Clark boots and shit or whatever.
Right.
Because, you know, like, niggas can switch it up. Like, it's really nothing. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about, you know, just on your going out and shit.
Yeah.
Make sure your butters is caught, because, you know, the hoes is choosing.
Because the hoes are choosing.
Only niggas in Tim's is getting pussy for real. So,
niggas in Tim's are getting...
only niggas in Tim's is getting pussy.
There it goes. There's the ignorance I was looking for. Okay. If you're in college, remember that your priority is to learn, okay? Don't be trying to out here and try to impress people. I really can't. I mean, I can't say that, because my freshman year was all about a fashion show. Especially if you attend the HBCU, it's really all about a fashion show.
Can't but really I'm just slipping.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, if you have an 8 o'clock class, don't stress yourself out trying to wake up at 6 o'clock trying to put on a whole face of makeup. Like, who are these people? Like, you will see them niggas on the yard, you know, on a Friday. You can get cute later. You will see them at the activity hour or whatever. You can be cute then, but, like, don't stress yourself out trying to look super cute for these niggas that you don't care about. That kind of goes into my other tip, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next.
That is true. Shoot your shot, fellas.
Oh!
Shoot your fucking shot. Is there somebody out there that you trying to fuck? Somebody owe you some pussy? Go get it.
Go get it. Why are you?
Go get that pussy.
Like this.
Go get it. She been playing with you all summer. She been playing with you. She been going out and shit. You know, she been kind of sort of, hey, go get that, my nigga. Go fucking get that shit. Go get that. Shoot your shot. Look at people hitting the heart button. That's real shit. Hey, go get that. It's time to fucking come collect. It's getting cold.
Hey,
they're
going
to be choosing. They're going to want somebody to snuggle up with or whatever, my nigga. Like, hey, go get that. Go get that.
Please.
Shoot your shot. Ladies, too. You know, women.
Go get the dick that is old.
Yeah, go get that nigga that owe you. I feel like it probably shouldn't be no nigga that owe you dick, because I feel like if you wanna, you know, if you send a nigga a receipt for it or whatever, you know, he can cash in. But yeah, go get that shit. You know, they was playing. Let them know, like, hey, I'm here to collect. Go get that pussy.
Okay.
That's probably like the most. If you don't take nothing else out of this, shoot your fucking shot. So right now, I don't even care if you lead this fucking. Lead a live cast to go DM whoever. Hey, go shoot that shot.
But my nigga, can you shoot your shot to, like, be a freaking gentleman? Like, niggas don't. So you just.
Nah. Nah, I'm playing. Yeah.
You just.
It's whatever you're trying to do. You know?
Just shooting your shot to get pussy that's old to you.
I mean, you can shoot your shot if you want. I mean, whatever you want to do. I'm just saying that for the entertainment factor, because shooting your shot to go love her, that, who the fuck, you know, that doesn't sell.
Yes, that's in.
That doesn't sell.
Being respectful.
It's not in.
Being respectful is it's in.
It's in. But you can be respectful and still be like, hey.
You outdated.
You can be respectful and still be like, hey, I'm coming to get that pussy. I'll teach y'all. I can do it. So I know.
My nigga, are you successful in that approach?
You know, you gotta. I'm not gonna really like give away game. I give away game for free. But you know,
you gotta what?
That's how you go about the shit.
All right.
Like, I ain't giving away the game for free. But yeah, hey, shoot your shot. Go get that.
Okay, so my tip to counterpart that is, let these niggas trick off. So yes, this is a great time, ladies, you know, to really stop for the rest of the year. Make that nigga, you know, get him locked in for the holiday season. There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, get him locked in for the holiday season.
Fellas,
okay?
Cut that bitch off.
cuffing season. They call it that for a reason, girl. So what you want to do is get him around October or whatever, right? You got a whole month to make him fall in love. You can make him fall in love with you. You don't do the falling in love, right? You know, you can make him a plate for Thanksgiving. By Christmas time, he should be tricking off. You know, you want to keep him, hold him until what? February 14th or whatever. And really, you know, really buy into the whole scam of Valentine's Day. Like, yeah, this is what I'm looking for or whatever. You know, by springtime, you know, you have enough merchandise to stunt throughout the spring and the summer.
Without him?
Without him.
Oh, yeah, y'all. He trying to get y'all killed. We killing bitches 2018.
What?
We killing bitches next. We're tired of shit.
That's not funny. It's I not should funny. Not be laughing.
It's not funny.
Because niggas really do be killing bitches that curve them. No, stop it. We gotta stop it.
I apologize.
But no. I will block you. So that go the game for free, mama. Like October, I'll say about October 29th or whatever. You know, lock it in, you know, and then follow that guide, okay?
Yeah.
Next tip.
Don't get finessed.
Don't get finessed.
Since you want to go there, don't get finessed, fellas. Because it is that time. You're right. Bitches need a place to stay. They need comfort. They need coats.
We need food.
Yeah, these hoes need coats, man. Don't fall for it.
We need,
you know,
coats.
They're going to be extra. They're going to be extra nice to you and all that shit. Don't fall for it, fellas.
Coat factory is lit.
Okay. If it's genuine, yeah. But it's don't fall for the bullshit, you know. Just, you know, if you need advice, hit me up and I'll let you know.
Y'all not even that smart. And this is getting off to a whole nother topic. But y'all niggas not even that smart to really know that you ain't getting finessed.
I'll be back, y'all. I got to do something.
Why? What you got
to
do?
The BNT. I didn't send it to myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, y'all niggas not even that smart. Oh, hey, my boo is here.
Who?
Let me stop being the sap. But,
Oh, your mans. What's good, B?
But,
That man's famous on Twitter, too, your mans.
My nigga is famous on Twitter. Yeah. Oh, he's trying to be like me.
Every other tweet.
He's trying to be like me.
Doing numbers.
Right.
Bill Gates on the joint.
I rubbed off on him, so thank you. I'll take my check. But yeah, we are doing stunt 101 tips, how to survive the rest of the year going into 2018. All right. While Trio emails himself the letter that we received for BNT. So I'll go on to my next tip. Be you, okay? Be freaking you. Don't try to be somebody else, because you can really see through that. It's a lot of people that are pretending to be other people, and I don't understand it. It's really weird, if you will. So don't try to be somebody else on Twitter. Don't try to be somebody else on Instagram. Don't try to flex. Like, you don't gotta put your whole entire business out on the internet. And you know, for to be the most authentic self, but don't try to be somebody else on the freaking internet. Like, that's weird. And don't try to be somebody else in person too, because we could see all the way through that. Go live. Oops. I got you. I sliced my finger. Like, bruh. All right. Okay.
And, my last piece of advice is,
be a sap. What's good?
Go for that opportunity. If it's something that you want to get at, a job that you're going for,
go for the opportunity.
Lie on your resume, you know.
Are you serious right
I'm
now?
I'm dead ass. If there's an opportunity and you feel like you're not good enough for it, make your resume say what the fuck they're looking for. If they're looking for a motherfucking war general, my nigga, you are a fucking war general, my nigga. Whatever they want, that's what you are. Go get that opportunity. Because most jobs are going to train you anyway to do what they want you to do. So I'm telling you to go for that opportunity regardless, by any means necessary. Wow. I know successful people who are in positions right now that...
I won't deny that.
That they don't have any... that they don't have any experience doing.
Any qualifications for.
But they got it, you know. Yeah. Our president.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't have qualifications to do
what
but he's
doing.
But
let's be clear, he's white and he's a man.
True.
So, there's but yeah. that. But, still,
but not even on that larger scale. You can do it, y'all. Hey, go for that opportunity. Allow on your resume. Get it. Get that coin. Get that shorty. Don't lie to the shorties.
Get that coin. Get that shorty.
I wouldn't say don't lie to the shorties to get, you know, to get what...
Too late! To their head. Too late! Too late!
I can only speak for me.
That's all niggas do is lie. You lie too.
Niggas don't lie. We just...
You just what?
Tell delayed truths.
Tell delayed truths.
But yeah. Go for that opportunity, y'all.
Tell delayed truths.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a delay block you. I don't... Okay. All right, so is that all the tips
That's
for
all
how
I got,
to,
y'all. Just how to survive, like I said, shoot your shot.
How to stunt 101.
Who was that shaking their head?
Okay, girl, shake it. I'm shaking my head.
Bye.
Allie Boo. I like her.
Yeah.
But hey, yeah. H-Bands. He just joined. I'm shaking my head.
Who that? Devin, what's good, Devin?
We are recording season two of...
Bye, Allie.
We're recording season two of Beauty and the Trill. Season two premieres on Wednesday, September the 20th on iTunes and SoundCloud.
And make sure y'all download.
Yeah, make sure you download. Okay. What we got next? The BNT letter.
BNT letter. So, you know, this is our last segment. You know, we have people that send us shit that they're going through.
Listen, your pain is our entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and embarrass yourself. Okay. Embarrass yourself. You know, if you're going through something, I mean, it'd be crazy people asking the Shade Room for advice.
Yeah.
The Shade Room has 10.2 followers. We only got like 120.
Well, so, you got 10.2 mil.
No. Yeah, the Shade Room do.
Damn.
You know, so you'll be less embarrassed. And also, we'll be anonymous. We're not going to put your, we'll put your business out, but we won't put who you are out.
Yeah. So okay. So we got somebody hit us up.
Let's hear it.
Here it go. Dear BNT. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 2+ years. We both have our own places and we both work. I love him and everything he has been. I love him and everything has been. I can't fucking read.
Yeah, I love him. Bad day.
And everything has been and is going pretty well. However, both of our leases are about to be up and he thinks it'll be a good idea for us to move in together.
Oh.
As much as I love him and love being around him and one day hope to marry him, I do not feel that I am ready. Because I love my own space and I was not raised to shack up with a man.
Oh, Lord.
I want to wait till I'm married or at least engaged to live with a man. And we recently had a small fight over it. And while he is... I should have put periods and shit in this shit. Because goddamn. Over it. While he is leaving the issue alone for now, I feel once it gets closer to it being time, it may cause a serious problem. What should I do? Help me.
Okay, girl. I want to wait till I'm married or at least engaged to live with a man. We recently had a small fight over it. And while he was leaving the issue alone for now, I feel once it gets closer to being the time, it may cause a serious problem. What should I do? By the way, so glad you guys are back. I love listening. Keep up the great work. Girl, thanks, girl. Nigga, Vic can't read.
I can't, though. I'm retarded.
He cannot. I'm weak. All right.
So basically, nigga want a shorty to move in. She doesn't want to because she's not ready, and she really doesn't want to live with a nigga.
Okay.
What should she do?
So, girl, I totally understand you not wanting to move in with the nigga before you are very sure. Okay. There's nothing as sure as you can be. I mean, that you can really, really never be that sure, but. A really good indicator of being sure that this nigga is here to stay is him putting a ring on your finger and him wanting to do it without you, you know, having to give clues or whatever, whatever. So I can definitely understand her wanting to wait until this nigga shows that he wants to take it to the next level, as in forever.
And I then, feel like moving in is us taking it to the next level.
Okay. And you are entitled to feel that way. I personally feel as though in order for me to move in with a nigga, I'm going to need some kind of ring. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, we.
I mean, well, now he can cheat in peace.
I'm sorry?
So now he can cheat in peace.
Now he can cheat in peace. What are you referring to?
He can, you know, he can, well, keep cheating in peace because they're not together anyway. So you still want to be on your own? That's cool.
Okay, so what is your advice to this young lady?
No, I'm playing. Yeah, if you don't want to do it, you know, don't do it. And bruh, gotta, you know, relax. If he don't want to, he might be trying to combine them bills for real.
That might be why that nigga mad a little bit.
That's
very attractive.
There might be some shit there that he ain't really telling you. Like,
I'm
yo.
Saying, like, if he paying $800 in rent, and that's cheap for the 757 area. Yeah. If he paying $800 and she paying $800 and they both be around each other all the time, he always over there, she always over there. Yeah. I mean, why not pay $400? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, so I will say to you, young lady, you really have to assess the situation. So yeah. If you are getting, like, what's the word I'm looking for? If you're getting apprehensive and hesitant about moving in with your nigga, then don't do it. Don't do it.
But if one of y'all is all, like, if I feel like if you always around the if you always around my fucking house, you spending like 2 and 3 days out of the week, then somebody wasting money paying rent somewhere that they ain't never at.
Okay, but when I don't want to see your face anymore, I can go to my house.
But you can't say you're not gonna be always at my crib, and then I say, well, we should move in together. Well, no, because I want more space. Like, nigga, my nigga, like, you're here 5 days a week. So what the fuck are you even talking about?
Okay, because I want to be around.
And the other 2 days when you're not here, I'm over there.
No.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, you might be right, but I understand what she mean. Like, if she's feeling, like, you shouldn't jump into anything that you're not really feeling like talking about. You know what I mean? She said they've been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, she should tell him, like, yo, if you feel like you want to marry the nigga, she should be like, look. I mean, because you can't pressure no nigga to marry you, but you got to be like, look. I'll move in with you, but I want to at least have a ring. And at that point, you're not really asking for it, but just letting him know what the fuck he needs to do for you to get there.
See, but nigga logic, they really take things like that and be like, oh, well, she really want to get married. Like, she rushing me to get married. Like, my nigga, no. All I'm saying to you is we can wait. Like, we can chill out. I'm in no rush. You know what I mean? My money bags are good. So I can continue to pay the rent.
Okay. I mean, if bruh coin not good, he might need to let her know, like, hey, that shit not even popping like it used to be. You know, going through a little, you know, just... Right, a little financial thing. And she might, if he tells her that, she might be like, you know what, all right, since you ain't really whatever, and if it's going to help you out, I'll do it. We can get a 2-bedroom when I'm having my own room, though, or some shit like that.
What? I don't know. Or we can help you find a roommate, beloved, until you ready to, because for real, girl, and I'm not saying that this could happen, but it could happen. If you know, move on in against your better judgment, against what you feeling in your gut, you need to follow that gut. But if you move in with this nigga and then you find yourself living with him for 10 plus years and you still don't see no ring.
Oh, shit.
Because y'all doing everything like y'all married and he's looking like...
Niggas was like kids on property in 10 years, though.
Well, so why the hell I gotta marry you? Because we already here. So I'm just saying, like, I'm kind of traditional and old-fashioned in my views, but whatever.
So if your man wanted to...
me and my man already talked about this.
Oh, so what was the discussion? If you feel like,
the
you know...
The discussion is... we gonna wait. And he's cool with that. Like, who's rushing to move in with their girls anyway? Who's rushing to do that? Like, that's
exactly.
Worse.
Exactly. Okay.
I would think. Who's that? Oh, Ali Boo.
Peanut Gallery.
Did we? We did.
fuck you. Bro, say, I don't know. I don't remember this.
We did.
Hold up.
He's really flexing for these people.
We got to go off. We gotta go offline right quick. She gotta
flexify these people.
She now has to have this conversation. Aw.
Aw. All right. I love you too, babe.
So that's what it is. So
yeah, girl, listen to that gut. Okay, women have great intuition, and listen to it. Yeah.
I get it. So just do if you ain't feeling it, don't do it.
2 years, my nigga. You should be shopping for my ring.
That's fair. That is fair.
So do that. Focus on that.
Because if it was me, I probably would just caught the ring if I really want to show the movie. Caught the ring and be like, oh yeah, I want to meet my girl. Oh yeah. And when he leases up, my nigga, like, I'm going to need you to move.
Absolutely. So, and then
it's going to be all inclusive.
Once you pop that question, if you really into that, then women are just on cloud nine. So she could probably be saying yes to anything. Exactly. Like, you know,
very
like,
true.
Nigga, I'm looking at this ring on my hand like, yes, 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 yes.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. So
very, very true.
You know, if he loves you, then just wait on that ring. So that's that. Ask us more questions like this because we love stuff like this.
Exactly. Send us beautyandthetrill@gmail.com is where you can email us scenarios and shit, and we will talk about them.
We will give you ratchet show. Advice.
Yeah.
Beautyandthetrill@gmail.com, like Trill said. You could DM us, but then we'll know who you are. But that's up to you. At Beauty and Trill. It don't really
matter. I mean, we ain't going to out you.
Yeah, we not going to out you.
Yeah.
So Trill is, so how are we going to do this $100 giveaway? Because you had 100
I have to do my fucking research and see if it was actually 100 different fucking people.
Black people, man. Niggas.
Because I didn't see that. I didn't see this little, little man in the corner hit 100. That's all I'm saying. I ain't see this little man. Somebody could have kept coming in, come back out 100 times.
Anyway.
I'm going to do my research.
And I knew you wasn't. And this is why niggas don't fuck with us like that.
You don't get my logic? Like, I ain't see this little nigga in the corner hit 100. That, like, that's in my mind, that's what I was looking for.
Okay.
You don't understand? I mean, you got to feel me.
I feel you.
Yeah. So I'm going to do my research and we're going to see what's good.
Okay.
So,
follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Trill.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter.
And if you are live right now, check this episode out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Download, tell your friends, tell a friend.
All that.
Tell a bitch. All that. Okay. Stop making faces,
okay,
man.
Okay, because I just don't be understand.
You missed this. You missed this. just,
okay. All right. Cool beans.
I know. Hey, look. Like I said, I will be doing my research.
100 plus.
Nobody, yes, hey, nobody trying to hear that.
I'm trying to do my Allie.
Yeah, whatever.
She's all right with me. You ain't say that. Run me my money.
Yeah, her ass kept coming in and coming back out. I see what y'all trying to do to fix these numbers, Donald Trump. Nah.
All right, bye, y'all.
All right, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in.